Good evening. Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Cult and Bitochon message series, sponsored by Dr. David and Orly Simai, in memory of Eliyahu Chaim ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok and Oren ben Moshe. It's a few days before Shavuos, the celebration of the anniversary celebration of an event that took place some 3,327 years ago. The most significant event in all of human history, the seminal event of human history, the day that the Creator, who had identified himself clearly to the entire Jewish people through the miracles that he performed when they were in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, took them out, took them through a raging sea as their enemies were drowning and they were going through on dry land, finally brought them to Har Sinai, and there spoke directly to all of them, so that all of them could hear directly from him the purpose for which he took them out of Egypt. He introduced himself, I'm the one that did all these miracles. I took you out of Mitzrayim, and I am now going to reveal to you the purpose. This event to the Jewish people is the most precious of events, because at this momentous occasion, he gave us his Torah. He gave us the Torah, which was the blueprint from which he created the world, which was the purpose for which he created the world, which is the formula to live that good and developed and perfected life in order that Hashem should be able to bestow upon us the ultimate in reward and in blessing. And he gave us this unique privilege and opportunity beyond anything that has ever happened or ever been known to mankind, known to creation. This is something for which we are all feeling very privileged. But I thought that it might be a worthwhile endeavor to try to see some of the underpinnings of what happened in this event, Minder Har Sinai, and how, in fact, we were privileged, what factors went into privileging us to be the recipients of Hashem's Torah. We find this discussed in the second brocha of the Birchas Kriya Shema that we say in the morning. Avo Rabo Ahavtonu Hashem Elokeinu. It starts with an abundant love that Hashem loved us. Hashem loved the Jewish people with an abundant love. And therefore, we were positioned to receive the Torah. But when it comes to explaining the specific and direct merit for which our forefathers received the Torah, it continues, Ba'avur avoiseinu shebotchu b'cho atalam dem chukei chayim. In the schus of our avos, our forefathers, who trusted in you, and in the merit of that trust, you taught them the chukei chayim, the laws of life. It seems that the privilege to have been taught the Torah by none other than the Creator himself at Har Sinai is because of the bitochin, the trust that the Klal Yisrael placed in Hashem. Because of that, he taught them atalamdim chukei chayim, the laws, the rules, the principles of life. And then we ask him, even in that merit, it should spill over for us. Kein techoneinu uslamedeinu. You should grace us and teach us also the Torah as you did to them, in the merit of their bitochin. It seems that this greatest of all events, the giving of the Torah to Klal Yisrael, the schus that caused the Klal Yisrael to be worthy of receiving that Torah, the ultimate schus, of course it was based on a great love that Hashem had for us. It was also graced on Chemlo Gedoyle Viseor Shechomalto Aleinu, that we suffered in Mitzrayim, and Hashem had great mercy on us and took us out to give us the Torah. But it was Ba'avur Avoyseinu Shebotchu Becho, because of the Ovois, our forefathers who trusted Hashem, in the merit of that trust, they were privileged to be able to be Mekabel the Torah, the greatest of all experiences in all of human history. Now, the question is, what was their bitachon? Wherein, in the Kabbalah HaTorah, for that generation lay this secret of bitachon? How is it expressed? Where is it to be found? And different mefarshim explain it differently. There are two real possibilities. One, Nasa v'nishma. When Klal Yisrael came to receive the Torah, they had no questions. They said, Nase, we will accept it and commit ourselves to do everything that is required of us. And then Ishmael, after that, we'll learn more about it, we'll find out, we'll understand it more. The ultimate trust in Hashem. I trust Hashem to such a level that whatever He says I'll do, despite the fact that I don't even know what it is, I make that commitment, and despite the fact that I may not understand, nishma, to understand, I may not understand what it is, and why it should be done, but nasa v'nishma, we make this unquestioned, absolute commitment, trusting fully that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Creator will only give us those obligations and those responsibilities and those tests that are right for us, good for us, passable for us, and appropriate for us. And that's the ultimate of trust. Others would suggest that Ba'avur Avoseinu Shebotchu Becho is how we followed Him blindly into the Midbar. We didn't ask any questions. We didn't even prepare ourselves for life in the desert. Hashem said, we're going. We picked ourselves up, and we followed Him to the Midbar without hesitation, without worry. We didn't say, oh, how are we going to survive in a Midbar Eretz, Sea of Tzalmoves? No such thing. We followed Him blindly into the Midbar, into the desert, knowing full well that Hashem takes care of His people. And I believe that these two approaches to understanding the bitochin, that trust that generation that received the Torah at Har Sinai 3,327 years ago on Shavuos, to understand that trust that they had, the two possibilities to understanding it, and both of them may be true, are true, and gives us really an insight into the tradition of bitochin that we come from, and can enhance and allow us through that historical backdrop, through focusing and paying attention to the origins of our people, and to see the level of trust that they placed in Hashem, and that certainly can be guiding and inspiring to us to be able to strengthen our trust. And it seems that all of this trust was based on the fact that they saw miracles in Mitzrayim. Hashem presented His credentials. When they came out of Mitzrayim, when they went through the Yamsuf, at the end it says, Ve'aminu b'Hashem u'v'Moshe Abdi. And they saw such miracles. They saw the culmination of all the miracles that took place in Mitzrayim. They saw on the Yamsuf, and their enemies were completely decimated on the Yamsuf. It strengthened them with such great emuna. And coming with that emuna, they were then able to muster the strength to say, Nase v'nishma, lechtech acharei b'midbar. They were able to accept the Torah without even knowing what it says, commit themselves to observe it without even having an inkling of what it is and why they have to do what they have to do, purely out of total trust to the God who had done such chesed to them, who had taken such care of them, who had provided for them throughout the Makris, and taking them through the Amsuf, and watching their oppressors drowning at the same time that they were walking through on dry land. This gave them such an emunah v'yaminu v'ashem v'meisha avdei that it catapulted them into a situation of kol asher diber asem, Hashem na'aseh v'nishma. So whatever Hashem tells us, we'll commit ourselves because we trust Him. We know that we can rely on Him absolutely, na'aseh v'nishma. And the same thing is true of the Lechtecha Acharei Bamidbar. We're going into a midbar, into a desert. The conditions in the desert are deplorable, unbearable. The heat of the day, the cold of the night, the lack of water, the lack of food, the lack of security, not knowing the elements, at the mercy of the elements. And we followed Him in. He said, come, follow me. Koyamar Hashem, Hashem says, Ochalti lo chesed nurayich, lechtech acharai bamidbor be'eretz leizuruah. I remember what you did. Hashem always remembered that. The Klal Yisroel had such a strong emun in Hashem that it was able to be transposed into a bitochim that says, we follow Him into the midbar. We know we're not prepared for the midbar. We didn't bring enough supplies to last us in the midbar, but we trust Hashem. He's done so well for us until now. He will continue to do so in the future. And based on that, we say, Lechtech acharei bamidbor be'eretz leizuruah. And the truth of the matter is, even today, when we are mekabel upon ourselves the mitzvahs, and we are mekabel upon ourselves the limud ha-Torah, because we ask over here, Avinu ho'af ha-racham on the same b'libeinu l'hovinu l'haskil, l'shmoya l'ilmud l'lamed, we should learn the Torah and understand the Torah, and so forth, v'hoi reineinu b'sir yosecho, we enlighten our eyes in the Torah and cling our hearts to the mitzvahs, and we should love and fear you. And then, and the Avod Rom says, this is based on that posuk in Tilum Chafei, we will not be embarrassed because we have achieved a true state of bitochon. The person who says Naaseh v'nishma and means it, the person who studies the Torah and commits himself to the limud ha-Torah and the observance of the mitzvahs, such a person is the consummate baal bitochon. Ki v'shem kod shecho ha-godol v'ha-neiro b'tochon. Because we put trust in your great and awesome name, where do we put the trust? The trust is the Torah and mitzvahs. We committed ourselves to Torah. We ask you to open our hearts so we can understand the Torah. We follow the mitzvahs meticulously that we've learned in the Torah. Then ki v'shem kod shecho ha-godol v'ha-neiro b'tochon, because we have put our trust in you, because that commitment to Torah and mitzvahs is the ultimate expression of trust. Nogila v'nismecho b'yishuv asecho. We trust that because of that trust, in the merit of that trust, we will rejoice in the salvation, in your helping us, and you're bringing about the end of this golus, bringing us to Eretz Yisrael, Ariyeh and Yisrael, and the Arba Kadosh Eretz, and taking care of all of our difficulties. So the truth of the matter is that the etzem commitment to Torah and Mitzvahs, that in and of itself is a tremendous expression of trust. That Nas and the Nishma, that we are trusting. And we say the same with Beinu Lahovinu Lahaskil. It's as if we said, Naaseh v'nishma, we want it, we're ready to do it, L'shmoya L'ilmud L'olamid, we're committed, L'avo L'yira Shemecho, and we are in fact, L'nevish L'olamid, don't let us be embarrassed, because we're putting our trust in you, we are the consummate Baalei Bitochon. When we add to this, just one more ingredient, and that is the famous comment from the Vilna Goyim. We say it in Nishma, Sadheno Azorunu Rachamecho, Le Azorunu Chasodecho, Velochein Anachnu Betuchim Sha'al Tichenu Lanetzach. The Goyim says, no, we say, Va'al Tichenu Hashem Elokeinu Lanetzach. So the Goyim says, Ad heino azarunu, that which you helped us until now was only rachamecha. Not because we deserved it, only pure mercy from you. Velo yazavunu, and that which you haven't forsaken us, chasadecha, was not because we deserved it, but only pure kindness. Then he says, al tichenu means, lochein anachnu betuchi. When we ask al tichenu, we're expressing a bitochin that we have. We're sure that you won't forsake us. And he explains why, but only go in. Because if what you did for us until now was because we deserved it, okay, and maybe now we don't deserve it, how could we trust that you're going to continue? But if everything, ad heino azarunu, was only rachamecho, until that you helped us was only a mercy, not because we deserved it. The lo yazavunu, when he didn't forsake us, was only your chesed, your kindness, not because we earned it. So if everything you did until now was because of your kindness, because of your mercy, and not because you deserved it, then we're not afraid. Shemagoram achet. Because your kindness and your mercy is constant. If we got it because we deserved it, and maybe tomorrow we won't deserve it. But if we got it because of your chesed and rachamim, that's a constant, and we can rely on that for the future. Now, the truth of the matter is, we may not be fully zeicha, partially zeicha, not be zeicha enough, but it's an emotional thing. It's not intellectual. It's emotional. Once I see the chesed and rachamim that Hashem does, despite the fact that we may not have deserved it, it gives me the strength to rely on that chesed and rachamim that he's going to continue to do it, because it isn't because we deserved it, it's because of his chesed and rachamim, which is forever a constant, which never changes, which always exists. But I think that we have to look at our past and see a nasir and nishma, and see a lech techacharei b'midbar, see the bitochim that Klal Yisrael expressed in our early days, in the early days of our history, and look back at the miraculous survival of Klal Yisrael under the worst and most oppressive conditions in the Golus, and see, hey, how do we survive? Only because of rachamim. In fact, the years of the Golus, the 2,000, close to 2,000 years of exile, have not been great years for us. They have not been deserving years for us. Yet the chesed and rachamim that has assured our survival, miraculous survival, beyond anyone's comprehension that the Jews should be alive and well today. And those, that chesed and rachamim, that's a constant. That has been forever. That will never change. And since Hashem has allowed us to survive for close to 2,000 years under some of the most adverse conditions, purely out of kindness and mercy, we can then rely and say, hey, that kindness and mercy is not going to change now. That's who he is. Ani Hashem Leishanisi. He doesn't change. And if we earned those 2,000 years and deserved it, maybe now we don't deserve it anymore. But since it was all chesed v'rachamim, we can in fact be sure that Hashem will continue to help us and continue to do chesed, kindness, and mercy. And we will be zeicha to a reversal in all of the negativity that exists in the life of Klal Yisrael. And we will be zeicha to, in the words of the Anshei Knesset HaGdol, who authored that brocha of Abba Rabba, and in their inimitable words, that after we say the Neivus Levavoyed, the Hashem Kodesh Chobotochne, we give this Moshu Asecho. He will bring us in the four corners of the world, and lead us upright to our land, and we'll be prayer Yeshua, and Be'ezer Hashem, Be'kore B'Yomenu, we should be zeicher to see that glorious day when he will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael on Nas. Will be zeicher to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and the true Hisgalus, the true revelation of Hashem's Chesed in Rachamim in the most obvious and blatant form. Wishing everybody a Chag Sameach, a Gut Yontif, a hopefully positive, inspiring Yontif experience to renew commitment to the Kabbalah HaTorah that was made 3,320 years ago. And through that renewed commitment to be expressing in a very deep and powerful way our bitochen, our trust, that we put in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're ready to follow him despite how confusing life may be, despite the challenges and difficulties that life may pose. Have a good Yom Tov and Kol Tov.